The National Lottery has apologised after leaving off four promised top prizes worth a total of €180,000 from some of its scratch card games. The card games affected were Congratulations and Diamond Bingo Doubler. For one of the Congratulations games, there should have been four cards for sale with prizes of €50,000, but there were only two. In another Congratulations game, there should have been two cards with prizes of €50,000, but there was only one. And on the Diamond Bingo Doubler cards, there should have been four cards for sale with prizes of €30,000, but there were only three. That means that people who bought the cards had a lot less chance of winning a top prize than they were told. The lottery say the problems date back 5 years, were caused by human error, and that they found out 6 weeks ago following an internal review, but only removed the games this week. Callers to Liveline yesterday weren't happy.
They were selling tickets to people who thought they had a chance of winning X amount of money, but they didn't. And now they're saying, sorry about that, we'll withdraw them today. We knew about it 6 weeks ago, but if you want to go into another draw...
If you look at the National Lottery website, they give you a list of the prizes that are available under each scratch card game. And invariably, halfway through when the timeline of those scratch cards, you will see that all the major prizes have probably been won, and that people are still buying cards on the basis that those prizes are still available.
That money should immediately be divided up between a number of charities. There is no way it should go back into a pot for the company running the lotto to make more money.
Callers to Liveline yesterday. Pierce Doherty is here. He's Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. Pierce Doherty, thank you very much for coming in to us. What's your understanding of what happened here?
I think it's a very, very serious issue. What we have is we have three different games, which, you know, resulted in a turnover of about €30 million for this private company, which now operates our National Lottery. In my view, should never have been sold, and we never had an issue with it before it went into private hands. So we have a situation where, out of a total of about 1.5 million cards that were printed in these three games that had prizes associated with them, there was four cards that weren't printed, and those four cards just happened to be cards not with a €3 prize or a €5 prize, but the four cards included the top prizes. I think it's deeply suspicious that there were the four out of the 1.5 million cards that were left out in error. I think that the fact that the this company continued to allow people to buy the National Lottery tickets, a certain scratch card that was in sale up until this week, knowing that the prize fund structure was not in compliance with what was being approved by the regulator. I think there's also serious questions in relation to the regulator. We have a regulator with a team of about 10 staff that only regulates one company, that they told us when she came before the finance committee that she has a huge amount of access to all the data, to all the management companies. She has real-time access to all lottery tickets that are actually sold, yet it wasn't the regulator that uncovered this error.
The Office of the Regulator was not available for interview. They said in a statement, "My officials are now examining what breaches of the Act or licence may have occurred and have written to the operator to commence the formal process prescribed in the licence in this regard." In a statement, the National Lottery said these omissions were discovered through an internal review of all National Lottery products over the last 6 weeks and were caused by human error. Do we know why they did this review? Like, how do they know there was a problem in the first place?
Well, it seems that they're...
But why do they do a review?
They haven't answered that, and I think it's, what we have is, and again, we, in my view, we have a relationship between the regulator and the company where they have agreed now to carry out another draw where they will allow for the 180,000 that they didn't pay out in prizes to be won over the Christmas period. In my view, that's completely and utterly inappropriate. It provides a benefit to the company, which will result and higher draws and more publicity and so on for the company. We understand from their statement, which is quite brief, that this was an internal review, but there are serious questions. If you look at one of the scratch cards, they sold 4 million tickets, 975,000 of those tickets had prizes in it, and one of those, the one that was missing, was the top prize. Now that happened in the last number of weeks, but we also have a situation where the same thing happened a couple of years ago and again happened happened during the same period. So it is deeply suspicious that this has happened on three occasions, and it is always the top prize that has been left out. But we charge the regulator to protect us, to protect the National Lottery, because it is ours at the end of the day, even though it's been sold on license. And I believe that office has completely failed in this regard.
Almost 7:30, and I'll get to news headlines shortly. Total sales from the National Lottery, the last sales that we had, they were over 800 million euro in a year, which is a lot of gambling, frankly. Part of this license agreement, and I know it isn't the case in these games because there was a problem, but if there are any prizes which aren't claimed, those monies go back to the company, which they are not allowed to claim as profits, but they have to use for marketing processes or something like that. But in Britain, if there are unclaimed prizes, they go into good causes. Why is there the difference here?
I think there's a serious flaw with the legislation. That's one of the areas where the company can use the unclaimed prizes, which is about 2% of all prizes.
71 million over the last 3 or 4 years, I think.
And they're able to basically use that in additional marketing for the company. And this company, this private company, has increased the footprint of the National Lottery in a huge way. You see a 64% increase in the number of outlets, nearly over 2,000 more outlets that are selling scratch cards and National Lottery since they came in. There is huge amount of advertising from outside the shop, inside the shop, TV screens, you know, it's there in your face beside the sweets racks for children and all the rest. They are taking out games, for example, Lucky Ducks and all the rest, that in my view are targeted at children and not at adults. And the legislation is deeply flawed, because indeed the code of conducts that the regulator has to abide by and the company has to abide by are actually written and drafted by the company themselves and sent to the regulator. So I think it's time to revisit all of these issues.
Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, thank you for coming into us this morning.